The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
We are winning, guys. Thomas Massie just lost his re-election. We will show you why he lost and the new left's glorious meltdown. Here's what happened. He lost to Ed Gowrein, 55-45%. It was not particularly close. Again, Ed Gowrein was the Trump-endorsed candidate, former Marine, solid candidate. So before I explain why he lost, let me first show you why it's a good thing that Massie lost. Here are the reactions of the people who are actually mad that he lost. You have Jackson Hinkle. This is just a little smorgasbord, if you will, of people on X. Jackson Hinkle, who's a member of the American Communist Party and a supporter of the CCP in Iran, said they got rid of Thomas Massie on behalf of foreign countries. Super angry. You have Evan Kilgore reacting negatively to it. He is a anti-Semite, horrible person, the redheaded libertarian. So you've got anti-Semites, you've got CCP propagandists. You've got JP Sears, by the way, said congrats to the elites. We're now the United States of Israel. So you have more anti-Semites and failed comedians like JP Sears. That's a pretty good day. It's good when these people are angry. And honestly, overall, I am sad about Thomas Massie's downfall because he had some solid policies back in the day. I think his commitment to curbing the national debt was really important, but he has completely betrayed MAGA since then. He's become a conspiracy theorist, crazy person, and he's abandoned his constituency in Kentucky. I'm really glad they voted him out. It's very easy to see why he lost, by the way. Here are some of the endorsements that he got. I don't think a lot of people realize this, but he got an endorsement from Alexander Dugin, who is Putin's ideologue, excuse me. He got an endorsement from Chinese foreign ministries, press TV from the Iran state media. The Maduro regime came out and supported Thomas Massie. You had people like AOC and Ilhan Omar. You had the New York Times, The Atlantic, Mother Jones, Al Jazeera, which is Qatar's propaganda site. So when you have people endorsing him that don't espouse any conservative values, probably a good thing that he didn't win. Let's just be honest. For example, here is Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian, who are both on the far left, cheering for him to win.
And that Thomas Massie, as a libertarian, is against funding a foreign country's wars. In fact, I would like for all of our members of Congress to be against funding a foreign country's wars. But unfortunately, we don't live in a country that has leaders like that. And Ed Gowrein, Massie's opponent, not only wants the United States to pay for Israel's wars to help it build its empire in the Middle East, he would like Americans to be forced, literally forced, into fighting Israel's wars. Now, older conservatives don't have to worry about a draft, right? Younger conservatives, though, they're definitely worried about a draft.
This was so simple for Republicans in Kentucky. Why in the world would you support someone who aligns with the Young Turks or the mainstream media or half of the Democrat Party? It's not a hard calculus. And on the flip side, Donald Trump's endorsement has been worth gold, by the way. You can see right here from, this was just from yesterday, Donald Trump made 37 endorsements for these primaries. Every single person that he endorsed won. That happened in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Idaho, Kentucky, and Oregon. All of those states had primaries yesterday. So on the flip side, you've got the mainstream media, AOC, people like that. When they endorse people, they lose. When you have Donald Trump endorse people, they win. And that means a strong conservative movement. It means the conservative movement is looking at those endorsements and thinking, oh, Tucker Carlson and Anna Kasparian like this person? I don't like this person. Oh, Donald Trump endorsed them? That's good enough for me. And by the way, that's what an endorsement should be. Not everybody has hours upon hours to look into primary candidates. The reason why endorsements can be powerful and why I think it's actually a very good thing is you can look at people you already trust, like Donald Trump, see who they've endorsed and say, okay, I'm gonna take his word for it on this one. And I think Donald Trump has earned that respect by now. Thomas Massie knew, by the way, that Trump would make the difference. He was not ignorant to that fact. That's why he was incredibly pro-Trump in all of his campaign ads, which is very weird since they've been beefing for a long time. And he has explicitly said that Donald Trump was part of the Epstein ring. Just to show you an example, here is one of the ads that Thomas Massie put out that was very pro-Trump.
Protecting the life of the unborn, securing the border. I'm Thomas Massie, and I approve this message because President Trump and I have a whole lot more to get done together.
You would think that he was best friends with Trump if you saw that ad. Unfortunately, people saw through it. They knew it was all farce, and that ad really shows us where the country is at. They know that Trump is popular. When you have your enemies moderating to your position, what that means always is that the American people support your position. They would not moderate to it otherwise. You see people all the time saying, oh, Thomas Massie is much more popular than Donald Trump. If that were true, Thomas Massie would not try to look like him and Donald Trump were in lockstep. It's very clear that people know Donald Trump is the popular person in the conservative movement. They know that their movement is failing over on the Thomas Massie side. If they thought their movement was winning, they would make ads based on their movement. Quick thing I want to share with you guys. I've been using a platform called Insight Bridge for the past week, and it has been very useful to me personally. It's basically an AI-guided reflection session that helps me process what's actually going on underneath the surface through the work stress. You know, I've got a daughter and a wife to provide for, and sometimes working in media can be a little bit stressful. I've got decision fatigue at times, all that stuff that usually doesn't come through in my thinking every single day. And with Insight Bridge, there's also a real licensed professional reviewing your sessions and sending you very thoughtful letters that help you see patterns that you may be missing in your life. It's not therapy. I'm not a big therapy guy. Tried it before. Didn't really do anything for me. It's a lot more like having a coach and a mirror at the same time. So if you're interested, I put a link in the show notes. They're offering a free initial session so you can check it out. Again, no pressure. I just wanted to let you guys know about something that I use. Ironically, one of the things that Massie has been advocating for a long time, and a lot of people on his side advocate for it, is term limits. And this is something I have not been for. And the reason why is because, first off, there were no term limits in our original Constitution. That was never a thing for president. It's never been a thing for the Supreme Court, or the Senate, or Congress. But the real term limit is the American people. Massie was in Congress for 14 years. So that's a very long time. And now he's voted out. So there's your term limit. Thomas Massie, as I've always said, best term limits is the American people. If the American people don't want their congressman in anymore, they can just vote them out at any time. You don't need a term limit. And they did that with Massie. So after Massie lost, AIPAC actually came out, took credit. I don't think that was maybe the best optics in the world, but they were very brazen about the fact that they raised a lot of money from the American people, because of course AIPAC is an American PAC where people support Israel. But they're all Americans, they're not Israelis, and they came out and said that they were very proud of taking out Thomas Massie. Fair enough, I guess. I don't know if that's the best optics, but they were not shy about it. Thomas Massie came out to his audience as well last night and basically told them that he was going to be running for president in 2028. Take a look.
What happens in 2028? You want me to run for Congress again? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, well, you made a compelling argument. You spoke your piece, but I need a medical margarita right now. And we'll talk about it later. Thank you and God bless.
I hope that he runs. I want him to. I think he will further prove that their movement is not alive. It's not alive in Kentucky. It won't be alive on the national scale either. And just to show you what I mean, Tucker Carlson was in a recent poll for president. They're frequently running these polls, and it's fun to look at them. These are the presidential primaries for 2028 as of now, according to Echelon Insights, which isn't a poll. They tend to be pretty accurate. And on the Democrat side, Kamala Harris is in the lead, which is crazy. Newsom is in second place and AOC is in third place. This is kind of what we've been talking about on the show. Those are the three people I think who have the best chance on the Democrat side to be the nominees. But on the Republican side, the top three are Vance, Rubio, and DeSantis, with Rubio and DeSantis actually starting to catch up to Vance. And then you've got Tucker Carlson at 3%. 3%, guys. 3% is not a lot. They have no support. They are not a real political movement. Thomas Massie and Tucker Carlson are the same. Like, they're not going to run against each other. One of them will run, and they will get 3% of the vote. It's not a real movement. This has been a massive win for MAGA and for the trajectory of the conservative movement. Again, I just want to take a moment. Even though we have a lot of work to do, and we have to hold the line, and we have to conserve the conservative movement, we got to take the wins as well. The American people, over the course of the last year, have made it incredibly clear that if you're aligned with Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson, they don't want you. You are not welcome in the House of Representatives. You are not welcome in the Senate. You are certainly not welcome in the White House. That's why Tucker Carlson is no longer going to be there. We, as a conservative movement, have made it very clear. We do not want you. You have no place here. This is a massive win. And once again, I just got to say, it is because of good people like you. It is because of good people like Trump. People have actually stood their ground and said, enough is enough. You don't get to infiltrate our movement. You don't get to come across our borders, just like we don't like illegal immigration in America. We don't like fake conservatives who are actually liberal leftists to come into our movement. And that's what they did with Thomas Massie. We have chosen to remain true to conservative principles.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.